Hello and welcome to The Update. I'm Michelle Stevenson. The parents of the Bondi Junction killer have spoken of their heartbreak and devastation over the lives that have been taken. Queensland man Joel Couchy stabbed six people to death at the shopping centre on Saturday before he was shot dead by a police officer. Joel's father, Andrew, says they did everything in their power to help their mentally ill son.
I'm extremely sorry. I'm heartbroken for you. Look, this is so horrendous that I can't even explain it.
Eight people remain in hospital following the attack. A nine-month-old baby is among them, with confirmation that her condition has improved from critical to serious. In a landmark ruling, the federal court has dismissed Bruce Lerman's defamation case against Network 10, finding on the balance of probabilities he did rape Brittany Higgins. Delivering his marathon judgment, Justice Michael Lee finding Mr. Lerman made a mistake by launching the civil proceedings after his sex assault trial was abandoned.
If it had been necessary to assess damages in favour of Mr. Lerman, the appropriate and rational relationship between the actual harm sustained and the damages awarded would lead to total damages of $20,000. Having escaped the lion's den, Mr. Lerman made the mistake of coming back for his hat.
World leaders are calling for maximum restraint as Israel plans its response to Iran's first direct attack on the Jewish state. More than 300 drones and missiles were launched into the territory, with 99% of those intercepted. G7 nations are warning the fresh conflict could lead to an all-out war in the Middle East. And multinational corporations could be hauled before a Senate inquiry examining consumer price hikes. Coke, Nestle, Mars and Pepsi are being accused of driving up prices of household items, which supermarkets are forced to pass on to consumers. Sport and entertainment are next. To sport, and Scottie Scheffler has received the green jacket for the second time, winning the US Masters by four shots at Augusta. And cricketer Mitch Marsh has been flown home from the Indian Premier League because of a hamstring strain. In entertainment news now, and all the talk is around Coachella for weekend one. With Travis Kelce and girlfriend Taylor Swift spotted making out, the pair looking pretty cosy as they danced in the crowd to Aussie artist Dom Dolla. While Will Smith made a surprise appearance, the rapper taking to the stage to recreate his Men in Black music video with J Balvin. And Olivia Rodrigo joined Gwen Stefani on stage. It's been 9 years since No Doubt performed together, with the band taking fans on a pretty nostalgic trip. And that's the latest from the Nova Podcast News team. We'll have another episode of The Update for you tomorrow. I'm Michelle Stevenson.